77 degrees, 94% humidity right now in Champaign, Urbana at 8:55. We have Logan Kimmel on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Markets today are sharply lower on the grain sector. The July corn down 10 and a half at 402 and a quarter. New crop December corn down 10 and a quarter at 431 and a quarter. Soybeans down as well. July front month down 13 and three quarters at 1112 and a half. The new crop November soybeans down 14 and a quarter at 1142. Soybean meal July down 340 at 3036. And the wheat markets are mixed. September Chicago wheat down 4 at 586. KC September wheat up 4.5 at 624. Short-term focus on the grain markets here are on Tuesdays, tomorrow's USDA quarterly stocks and acreage report, as well as the U.S. weather. Looking at the report tomorrow, traders are expecting the corn planted acres will decline slightly versus the March intentions. With that, they do expect the soybeans to increase slightly. The wheat markets expected acres are looking to be about the same. The June 1 stocks report on the corn are expected to increase 16%. And on the soybeans, they're expecting a 4% increase year over year on quarterly stocks. The second factor here in the short term is the weather. There's a U.S. Heat dome setting in over the Corn Belt and part of the plains this week, looking at 100-plus temperatures as well as high humidity levels. So the market's going to watch here as the week progresses. Does that put any stress on areas of the Corn Belt that might be a little low on moisture here at the moment? The market today is pricing in heat as a good thing here for production. And the week will tell if that is the case or not here. We do have a crop progress report here this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time. Crop progress at 3 o'clock Central. The Middle East, U.S. and Iran tensions still are uneasy, and there's a lot of back and forth talk with drone and ship strikes. The crude oil markets and the energy sector are going to relay this information probably the quickest here from a volatility perspective. We do have crude oil on the front month WTI August contract up 90 cents at 70.11. On the RBOB, the August RBOB futures up 5 cents at 288, and the August heating oil contract up 5 cents at 316. Jumping to the livestock, lower as well on the livestock sector, the August feeder cattle down 315 at 366.70, August live cattle down 220 at 243.62, and the October live cattle down $1.90 at 237.27. Hog markets lower as well. August lean hogs down 40 cents at 96.17. The October lean hogs down 60 cents at 81.35. Lean hog market continues to draw spec funds selling to a net short position based upon floundering cutout and heavy animal weights. This heat dome across the Midwest could take some pounds off the hogs here and might be seemingly friendly to price action depending on how hot it gets in some sectors of the Midwest. This has been Logan Kibble with Roach Ag Marketing in Naperville.
Thank you, Logan. And as he mentioned, that we are going to see a heat advisory here in central Illinois, also southern Illinois as well. Temperatures and the heat, combined heat and humidity, could have heat indices around 105 starting at noon today, and that heat advisory goes until Thursday night at midnight. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is next. It's 9 o'clock.